Good morning, Imani. Good morning, Imani. Amen. It is good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I don't know about you, but I'm here to praise the Lord. What do you say? Are you here to praise the Lord? Come on, are you here to praise the Lord this morning? Indeed, heaven is rejoicing this morning to see each and every one of you here in the presence of the Lord. And so this morning, I want to take this opportunity to welcome each and every one to the house of the Lord. I want to assure you this morning that heaven's angel is just hovering over this place. God is rejoicing this morning to see each and every one of you here lifting up and praising his name. And so feel welcome this morning. God wants me to tell you, welcome. And so welcome one and all. And in our midst this morning, we have a few guests that we want to specially welcome in the presence of the Lord this morning. There are a host of visitors here with us, and we also want to welcome those who are getting ready to go in the watery grave of baptism. We want to welcome you this morning to the house of the Lord, and we look forward in celebrating with you today, in rejoicing with you as you accept this morning the right hand of fellowship and accept it into this church. In our midst also we have Andrea, who is visiting with us this morning from Moreno Valley. Will you please stand, Andrea, so we can recognize you? Welcome this morning. We want you to know that heaven is rejoicing to see you here. You could have chosen to be elsewhere, but you have decided to be here in the presence of the Lord this morning. Amen. So feel welcome this morning as we worship the Lord, our Creator and our King. Then we also have Lillian and we have Nicholas here this morning. Will you please stand? And amen. She's visiting with us from All Nation Church. We want to welcome you this morning to Imani Praise, and we trust that today will be a spirit-filled day for you. Then I looked over to the left of her, and I saw a good friend of ours. We've had a couple of retreats together. Elder Kirby and his wife and his two sons are here. Welcome to the house of the Lord this morning. Then we also want to welcome in a special way Elder Pascal, who is here with us, and his group, Voices. We'll be hearing from them later today. Welcome to Imani. We trust that today as we fellowship, as we worship together, that we will feel the presence of God very close to us. And if there's anyone that is here for the very first time that I overlooked or did not recognize, could you please stand and give us your name? Tell us where you're visiting from. Amen. Anyone for the first time? Amen. 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 That's good to know, because we are a family of love, and we love to share, and we love to celebrate, so this may be the place for you. So we want to welcome you to the house of the Lord this morning. We want you to feel relaxed, feel welcome, feel at home with us, because what we do here is we praise the Lord. We lift up his name, because he's worthy to be praised. And so one and all, welcome to the house of the Lord. And at this time, I want to introduce to you our senior pastor, Pastor Richardson. We'll at this time welcome each of us.
What a wonderful opportunity it is to be in the house of the Lord. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. Just to bask in the blessings of God. Come on now. To relax and know that God is working in your life. I want to welcome each and every one of y'all to Imani Praise Fellowship Church, where Jesus is glorified, the Word is magnified, and the Holy Spirit is on the move. Somebody ought to say amen.
Hallelujah, church. Hallelujah, church. The blessings of God, they come with mercy, and they drop all around us every day. I said every day. You know, in nature, sometimes the rain takes a break, especially in Moreno Valley, amen? But the showers of God's blessings never take a break. Good. I like this church. I got all these instruments up in this little bitty place, and All the people have come and the Holy Ghost is here. I don't know about y'all, but it's a good place. See, last Sabbath, I wasn't in church. I didn't get the showers of blessings. I got some blessings, but I didn't get the showers. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I got a couple of drops, but today is outpouring. And I want to thank God for this opportunity. God is a good God. And I want to say that as I look back over the last year or so, you know, God has had an interesting journey in my life. But be that as it may, one of the blessings, as we know, there's a lily in the valley, or there's a lily that pops out of the swamp. And one of the issues that I face is my baby son, who is in the middle of a supposedly 4-year prison sentence. Now, y'all got to listen to me. A couple of years ago, or maybe a year and a half ago, I had the privilege of baptizing this boy that took forever to know Jesus. I mean, he grew up in the church, he sang the songs of Zion, but he just avoided Jesus. But you know, when you avoid Jesus, he doesn't stop coming after you. And so God has a way that no matter how far and how deeply or how aggressively we try to run away from him, he's always at the next place where we run to, waiting there for us. He beats us to the place where we're trying to run away from him. And so Timothy, after I baptized him, I gave him this speech. The devil got one more big one waiting for you. And all the saints of God need to understand this, that Satan simply watches our praise and then writes on his agenda just where to get us at. And if we're not prayed up or covered up, he will get us and knock us down. Well, he got my son again. And there he went off to prison. But here's the blessing. His my baby son's wife is here, and amen. His son is here.
Yes.
Worshiping with us.
Yes.
She is she's from Compton, didn't know no Adventists in her family. But as soon as Tim went in, she started taking Bible studies. Amen. She said, "I need to know Jesus for myself." And eventually, as God would have it, she was baptized and became a Seventh-day Adventist Christian. So Keisha, just wave your hand or stand up right quick. That's DeKeisha Paschal and Lil Zion Paschal, my grandson. Praise God. A couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we went to visit. They have a system now where they get to go visit each other once a month, and they spend time over the weekend living with each other, and great program. And for the first time, I went on a Sunday to spend time with my son, and I was there from 10 o'clock to 3:30 across a picnic table. We never moved. We talked from 10 to 3:30 constantly, and I said to him at the end of the day, I said, "You know, Timothy, I don't ever remember having this kind of conversation, this long a conversation with you ever. Because, you know, when he was a little boy, he just scooted all over the place, and you couldn't get 5 words out, let the church say amen. But yes, I got more than 5 words out that day. But here was what I wanted you to understand, that no matter how deeply separated you get, God has the power to bring you back together. No matter what the circumstances are presented to you, it is God who controls the circumstances. It is God who sits on the throne. It is God who sits high, but he is involved in the day-to-day activity of his people. So sometimes when things look impossible, God is always operating and moving. I just wonder, as we enter this prayer time, if you think that there's an impossible situation, one that you might be facing, one that you might know that someone else is facing, a situation that doesn't look like it's going to get any better, but I'm here to offer you Jesus.
Yes.
That while you are in the impossible state, God is working on your behalf to fix it and bring it all together. All I'm asking for is that you bring the impossible thing to the altar of God. And let's give it over to Jesus and let Jesus take this thing over. As the praise team leads us, slip out of your seat. Bring your issue to the Lord and bring the impossible thing and let's let God do something real special today. Those of you who are in your seats, as we look to an atmosphere of unity and togetherness, if you could just grab somebody's hand next to you as we enter this moment of prayer before our Lord and our Maker. Just grab someone's hand. Somebody may have not touched anybody this week and feels all by themselves. And the hand of a loved child of God is just what they need on this day. Our Lord and our Savior, the God who spoke everything into existence, formed man from his own hands. God, we look to you as a God who has the power to create out of nothing and bring about the most powerful something in existence. We recognize, oh God, that the sun would not hang where it is if it weren't for the powerful voice of God speaking it into existence. We recognize, oh God, that you are not just a creator, but you are a re-creator. That when things go awry and there's havoc and there's confusion, You are not disturbed on your throne because, after all, you can bring order out of disorder. Yes. We serve you, O God, and we recognize that you are a God who can put it all back together. God, we recognize that you are a sustaining God, one that as you watch your children go through the ups and downs of life, that you provide a sustaining power, that no matter what we see, what we go through, your power is there to bring us all the way through. We recognize you, O God, as a forgiving God, that when all around us people have judged and come to some conclusion, there is your mercy and there is your grace.
Yes.
That if we would but run to the house of God, you have plenty of mercy and grace for all of us. So, Lord, today we recognize you as the true God who can fix it all. We've come to the house of God. We've come to this altar. We come in here asking in the name of Jesus that you forgive us of all our sins.
Yes.
Cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yes.
That which the devil would like for people to see, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you remove us and deliver us from the evil one. God, we know that in life, relationships become strained and relationships become separated. And God, we know that Satan in the world today is busier than he's ever been before. Even on this day of celebration where many souls have come to give themselves over to you, God, we pray that their families will be supported. We pray that the decisions that they make will be sealed in the courts of heaven.
Yes.
God, we thank you for these who've given their hearts over to Jesus. God, we ask that you bless them. Yes. Seal them with the love of God. And may they recognize that when the devil has something to throw at them, they can call on Jesus. They now have an advocate with the Father. Jesus will now stand in the gap for them. God, on this day, on this Sabbath day, we thank you for the atmosphere of worship. We thank you for the instruments. We thank you for the hands. We thank you for the breath of God that have come through the praise singers this morning. Oh, God, may this atmosphere give you praise, honor, and glory so that people who are driving by this part of Moreno Valley will sense the presence of the Lord on this place.
Yes.
God, we raise up to you the speaker of the hour. Pastor Evangelist David Richardson, who's been exploding the word since his childhood. God, in the name of Jesus, may the Spirit of God speak through him. May a word be delivered that we need in due season, in due time. May our souls be stirred as never before to do more work for Jesus. Now, Lord, those who've come to this altar, they brought forth some issues that seem impossible. But God, all the way through your word, it seems like when we read that life is over, when we read that it's time to commit suicide, when we read that it's time to give it all up, you come through. God, I'm asking in the name of Jesus for every issue brought to this altar, every impossible situation, every unforgiving spirit, every demonic power that has got people in bondage. Lord, in the name of Jesus, break the bondage right now. God, in the name of Jesus, do not let this prayer go in vain, but may the Spirit of the living God go throughout the community, go to their issues right now in church and solve every issue. God, may they testify on next Sabbath in the weeks coming that God did something special that looked impossible, but he fixed it aright. God, we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Now, Lord, as we continue this worship experience together, may all of heaven rejoice with us. May all of heaven, may the angels come down and celebrate the goodness of Jesus. Angels celebrate the forgiving power and mercy of God. And when we leave this place, may our faces shine and announce to the world that we've truly been with Jesus today.
Yes.
In the worthy name of Jesus, let the church say, amen, amen. Amen. Give God a hand praise.
Amen.
Give God a hand.
So glad you're in my life. Over and over. not like y'all. I mess up from time to time. Sometimes I'm not worthy, but God's blessings fall like showers. When I was sick, when I was troubled, when I was broken, when I was lost in my sin, when I was broke away, when I was sick, when I was troubled, when I was down, you made a way. When I was broke, you made a way. Truth is, you made a way. 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 Made a way. Way, way. Made a way. Made a way. You made a way. You made a way out of no way. Made a way. Made a way. So glad you did. I'm so glad you did. Didn't have to do it, but you did. I'm so glad you did. I don't. God, you did. God up on the cross. Hung your head and died. Took all of my sins. Asked them all aside. I'm so glad you did. My mom is glad you did. My daddy is glad you did. Someone hold my mule. So glad you did. So glad you did. I wish I had a witness. Has God done something for you? Stand up and testify. Stand up and give him praise. Stand up and let them know. Glad you did. So glad you did. So glad, I'm so glad. Didn't have to do it, but you did. Glad. Got to do my dance. Gonna give them praise. Can't worry about you. Can't worry about you. Sometimes you just got to. Cause it's so good, you got to moan in the spirit. I'm so glad you did. Didn't have to do it, but you did. Didn't have to do it, but you did. So glad. Glad. God, glad you did. I'm so glad you did. Let's have church. Do we have any people in here the Lord's done something for? Wave your hand. Come on. Aren't you glad it did? Aren't you glad it did? Because you didn't have to do it. So glad you did. Yeah.
He's given sight to the blind. He's a great emancipator, turning water to wine. He even healed the sick who were bound by disease. What manner of man is this whose voice can control the seas? Some say he's a great I am, the prophet spoke of. Some even say he's Emmanuel, the Son of God. This stranger from Galilee.
Can we sing it one more time?
The man from Galilee. Oh, there's a stranger in town. He's given sight to the blind. He's a great emancipator, turning water to wine. He even healed the sick who were bound by disease. What manner of man is this whose voice can control the seas? Some say he's a great I am, the prophet spoke of. Some even say he's Emmanuel, the Son of God. This stranger from Galilee.
Oh, can we sing it one more time?
The man from Galilee.
Feel the spirit.
I will pray.
Up on that mountain, my Lord spoke.
My Lord spoke.
Out of his mouth came fire and smoke.
Came fire and smoke.
When I looked all around me, everything was so fine.
So fine.
I asked the Lord if all is mine.
Every time I
feel
the Spirit. Feel the Spirit.